Gilmore, Alexander. St. Helena, California. March 31, 1908. Alex Gilmore, Victoria. Dear Brother, Elder Sutherland, in conversation with me, has given me a little of your history. I was pleased to know this and very thankful to hear of your conversion to the truth. You are older than I. On November 26, 1907, I entered my 81st year. In 1844, the Lord gave me a decided call to bear a message to His people. I was weak and feeble at that time, but when I stood upon my feet before the people, I was strengthened for my work and was enabled to speak in a clear, strong voice that could be heard by thousands. I was thought by many to be in consumption, but since that time I have visited Canada, Europe, and Australia. In this last place I labored for almost 9 years. In 1881 I met with a great sorrow in the loss of my husband. On his deathbed I asked my husband if he would be pleased to have me carry on in new countries the missionary work that we had begun. He was too weak to speak, but he pressed my hand 3 times. This was the sign I wanted of him. Since the death of my husband, I have labored continually in the interests of the cause of God. I have 2 sons living. Both are ministers, and both are engaged in the work of publishing my books. I have sent you in today's mail copies of several of the testimonies for the church. I would be pleased to see you face to face, but though we may never meet in this world, we will, if we are faithful in this life, meet in the New Jerusalem. 1 week ago, last Sabbath, I spoke to the members of the Oakland Church. There was a large congregation present, and the church building was filled. I had already spoken 4 times during the week to our people there, and as I looked over this large company, I feared that I might not have strength of voice to reach them all. But as soon as I stood upon my feet, the power of God came upon me, and my voice was strong and clear. I was sustained in a remarkable manner, and for this I give glory to God. I spoke from the 58th chapter of Isaiah. On Sunday, the following day, I rode 3 miles to Berkeley, a suburb of Oakland, and spoke to a company there from the 60th chapter of Isaiah, verses 1 to 22. As I have labored in different places, I have seen a great work to be done, and again I have hired money on which I pay interest in order to help in establishing the work in new places. And the work is going forward. In order to help in the establishment and support of our schools, I donated the manuscript of the book Christ's Object Lessons, asking that our brethren in the publishing house donate the labor required to get the book before the people. This they did. The books have been sold extensively, and this effort has brought in for the support of our educational work as much as $300,000. In the same way, I gave the book Ministry of Healing for the help of our sanitariums. I know that through the medium of our health institutions, many will be brought to a knowledge of the true Sabbath and will learn to honor God by keeping His commandments. Now I have a request to make of you. Will you loan to me some of the money which the Lord has entrusted to you that I may represent you in a work that you cannot do yourself? I have many writings that should come before the people, but before I can publish these books, I must have more means than I have at present. If you could lend me means for this work, I should feel very thankful. Should you be willing to do this, please let me know on what terms you would lend me several $1,000s. If you are desirous of investing your means where it will accomplish a definite work in the advancement of the truth, I will use it in the publication of my books and thus help in the opening of new fields, that those who sit in darkness may be brought into the light of this precious truth. We are nearing the close of this earth's history, and those of us to whom has been entrusted means should use the Lord's treasures in bringing the knowledge of the truth to those who are in error. Now I ask you to consider my request. Will you not lay up your treasure where I have laid mine? I ask you to share with me in this work, a work in which you will be placing your money where it will bring large results. I want you to lay up in the heavens a treasure that faileth not, by using it in this world for the salvation of souls. When you come into the kingdom of your Father, you will then receive both principal and interest. I feel drawn out to urge you to consider this matter. I am devoting my whole soul to this work, and you can help me in it. The Lord is soon to come, and I am charged with a message for the people. I have much matter prepared, and the people should have it. I have worked with all the capabilities that the Lord has graciously given me, that this precious matter might come before the people. Some of it is now ready for print. Can you not help us in doing this good work? From the press, the light is to go forth to all places. It is to be carried into new missionary fields. These books are to be translated into different languages, that every tongue and people may know the truth. The law of God is to be exalted as the gospel message for all nations and peoples. Please respond to this letter and tell me if you will help in carrying forward this great and grand work.